You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This wealth update is brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth. Your wealth, our craft.
2021 has been a lot of things, including quite a roller coaster ride for markets. Mainly a ride of ascension, though, with markets hitting several new record highs this year. To reflect on the main drivers that have pushed markets higher and what to expect in 2022, I'm joined by Alwin van der Merwe, the Director of Investments at Sanlam Private Wealth. All right, let's just talk about the financial markets for 2021, which have been incredibly strong. But how have they stacked up to your expectations? And where were the major surprises on the macroeconomic front?
Good evening. Yeah, the market was certainly stronger than what we expected. And when I talk about the market, I talk about the equity market. At the beginning of the year, we thought that South African equities could generate a return of roughly about 12 to 13%, and what we've seen is our own market has gained about 15%, so it's marginally ahead of our expectations. And then if we look at the overseas markets and the US market in particular, the US market was very strong, and some of those European markets as well, generating dollar returns roughly in the vicinity of about 20%. And I think if you look back where we started the year, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty with COVID and how that would have an impact on the economy. Those very strong gains that we've seen were certainly better than expectations. If you just go down one level deeper, of course, when you talk about the market, it's always a basket of shares, but within the so-called market in the US, what we've seen is that information technology stocks did particularly well. Shares like Apple and Alphabet, which is Google's holding company, Microsoft, Tesla, all that gains almost around 50% for the year. And that was driven by two things, perhaps. On the one hand, some of those companies had very good earnings, and earnings is a big driver of share price performance. And on the other hand, some of those shares just caught the imagination or the interest of investors like Tesla. And without massive earnings growth, you know, Tesla performed quite well. So all in all, I think it was a better year than what most expected. It was quite volatile, but the final outcome, and there's a monthly, the final outcome was certainly, I think, good for investors locally and certainly globally as well.
All right. And then what does this mean for what we could see in 2022?
Well, the first thing that we've got to understand is if you only talk about equities, and of course there are other asset classes as well, fixed interest assets, and you talk about property, there are alternative assets, etc. But let's just focus on equities, because that was the big performer this year. One must understand that equity performance is a function of two things. On the one hand, it's a function of the earnings growth or the profit growth of companies. And if that profit growth is strong, then it would normally translate in very good equity performance. And the other element is the change in investor sentiment. And the way you measure it is in the form of, let's say, a price-earnings multiple. So it's the price of the shares divided by the earnings. And where there is a positive mood, investor mood, people are prepared to pay more. Now, normally we measure that in a price-earnings multiple, as I said. And if you look at global stocks, global markets, the U.S. in particular, those markets are trading at very high price-earnings multiples, which will tell you that there's a positive investor mood around. Now, that can change, and I will explain why that can change. But, you know, that is high, and we don't think that there is a lot of scope for re-rating, in other words, sentiment to improve from these levels. The other element, of course, is the earnings numbers. As I mentioned earlier, and if you look at the last 12 months in the U.S., earnings grew by 42%. That is to the end of October. Now, that is a massive number in a very uncertain period. And we don't think that can be sustained because, firstly, the base is higher. And secondly, what we do see is that the growth in economic or the momentum in economic growth is starting to come off. And again, in an environment where it's tougher to make profits, I think one would be rather naive to think that you will have a repeat of that. So all in all, We think that investors should recalibrate and expect lower investment returns from the equity market. In South Africa, because the rating is not that high, we still think that we can get close to single-digit numbers. For global equities, we think that investors should settle for something between 5 and 10% returns, given the factors that I've just mentioned.
All right. Alwyn, thanks so much for your time, so we'll leave it there. That was Alwyn van der Merwe, the Director of Investments at Sanlam Private Wealth.
This wealth update was brought to you by Sanlam Private Wealth. Your wealth, our craft. It's just a watch, he says. It's an heirloom, you say. It's still a watch, he says. It's precision and skill, you say. It's just a timepiece, they say. It's my past and my future, you say. It's about craft, we say. At Sanlam Private Wealth, we know that you didn't earn your wealth by doing what everyone else does. That's why we craft customized portfolios to grow and preserve your wealth now and for generations to come. Your wealth, our craft. Sanlam Private Wealth, a licensed FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.